No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Good evening and a warm welcome to everybody who is tuned in right now at this moment. We are bringing this program to you. It's called Stop Suffering. And we are coming to you live today from the studios here in Eagle FM. As every Tuesday and Thursday night, we gather here to bring to you hope, to bring to you life. Today is no different. We are here in the studio also together with the testimony that started last Tuesday, but also with Pastor Festus. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Son, and good evening, Namibia. Ano program awe oyohoye terwaluche Congrega Universal Church amo Eagle FM ha. O program ye kulifepo lemono lihuna ye kwalu kila momepo. Oyoe, o program oyoe, ove ou tomona ihuna, no neri nekelo kucha kalunga otadruku kufa momouju na ndakale fike peni, o munango itavelo talimoni kalili mwove, o program o tui kwetela, opo udule okumangulu kayo nave, onga ashi o hatu kwetela lusho maho kololo, ova novo valime ngalamonyo ji, ngalamonyo dahano unapo, ndele, tavamono yo natango ekandure pole mono ilikuna yavo, so, esu wapumboku ni nga, okulongi kidoka kopiko weko meva, ilo kakendeko weko meva, osheshike kuhilo programa hii, o hatuke kuningila ome ilikano. Otodruku tudengela paifa shike nga ha, omunongo dili momepo, ongo joyo, yoshari, itofutuna nde epeni lasha, nongenge kongo joyo kakunasha, ove denga ashike, ongo di, onomola yongo di onola ohetatu, onola bavari, ombali bavari, onatu vatatu nonano. Handiendulula, onola ohetatu, onola bavari, ombali bavari, onatu vatatu nonano. Nongengo totu rukututunwe okatumwala kaa, okonomola yongo di onola nohetatu, oimwe bavari, oneno imwe, onatu bavari, nombali bavari.
Yes, indeed, Pastor Festus. As Pastor said to you, we have our toll-free number. We'll be opening the lines in the studio in about 30 minutes' time. But for right now, if you need anybody to speak to, our number is 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat, 0800-22-3335. You can call right now. There will be men and women of God waiting to speak to you so that you may find the help that you need. You see, many people out there, maybe even you listening to us right now, you said, I have tried everywhere. I have knocked different doors. I have looked for help. But every Tuesday and Thursday nights when we come here, we bring to you live testimonies, testimonies of people who went through the same thing that you went through. And today, through the power of God, they overcame. So I want to speak to you listening to us right now. And I want to say to you, there is hope. There is a way out. You tried many doors. But tonight, I want to invite you to give Jesus the opportunity. We heard last week, Miss Beulah giving her testimony. Not last week, sorry. Tuesday, she giving part of her testimony. And we will recap on what happened and how the conclusion is today, who she is today, what happened in her life today. But for that to happen, you need to give God a chance, an opportunity. And if you need help right now, again, I repeat, 0800-22-3335. Pastor Festus, maybe you can just invite those who are really suffering, really in need, to give us a call on the toll-free number, please.
Okay. So, otaku tuane ove otomono ihuna, opena onjila yokujamo, onjila yokujamo mihuna otoshakeneke, nonjila yo kujamo mihuna toshakeneke, omwene Yesu Kristu, shashasho kwa popi tatati kucha, oe oshiri, oe onjila, yoe omwenyo. So, ngengo ya kuyembela, otadrungo kukumangulula,
oshimashwa mukudila dilo shikucha opiki netu ke wila kalunga ngenge tapopinave nga shitapopinave pife nga ha oshikulango omayuki fwae nongenge no hoshikulo omayuki fwa ae obo hopopitu kuye hopopitu nae unombwelo mujuo una so oye onjila oye omwenyo ye oye oye uluki wongala mwenyo ngengo anjo ngala mwenyo ye kuye nenali eokololo otalika jamwe gengashi omaokololo abakwenye atopuliki nene nangaha.
Yes, indeed, Pastor. Pastor, today I want to do it a little bit, just a little bit different. I want us to start with the word of God, and then we're going to go to the testimony of Ms. Beulah. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, we read as follows. We say, it's the Bible says, now Naaman, a commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. You see, friends, the verse ends with but a leper. I was speaking in the church, Pastor Festus, and I want to say it didn't matter all his victories, because when he would take a bath, or when he would look at himself in the mirror, or when he would sleep at night, doesn't matter how many victories he had, or how beautiful his wife was, or what he conquered. But there was that constant reminder, I'm a leper. He could see his flesh physically being eaten away. And I believe that all his victories were short-lived, meaning it was sweet in that moment. But the moment it came back to his mind that he's a leper, then all the victories or everything that he conquered, it just faded away. It just disappeared because there was the problem, but I'm still a leper. Doesn't matter whatever I achieved, I am still a leper.
Ongashita kuchwa kucha, nehemana, okwali onkulunu womatanga, obakwaita, takuchu okomanda yomatanga, obakwaita, ombibelite chokweta, omafinda no mahapu, mushiria, mushilongo shae, okwali omnu eli only nekewa, ndele ashiko mbibelo teichi kucha, ndele kombadaya ishoyo, ndele onashilundu. Eno shipa sholutulae, sharikapo, tashirikapo koshilundu. Enu ye hame olulu meoko lutu, o taufiki fioko mwenyo. Nandoku kare ne eno mafikilo mahapu o mafindano ae o tadru tu kukufapo ululu me olutula e. I'm saying, Pastor, no matter he have achievement, he have all that he has, can all those things take away the pain of his body?
No, indeed not. And you see, Pastor, maybe right now there are people listening to us that they have a good job, but they are sick. Or maybe they have a good job and they are not sick, but they are a victim of witchcraft. You see, people, maybe you are out there and you have a but in your life. You have a good job, but you cannot get married. Or you are married and the marriage is on the rocks. Or you are happily married, but what brings the sadness is the fact that there's no money because you don't have a job or the business is not doing well. You might have everything, but you cannot sleep at night. Pastor, for those who have this but, they have to do what Naaman did. What Naaman did, when he heard there was a solution, he went to look for the solution. And the solution for this man and for this woman, like we will listen to the testimony of Ms. Beulah in 1 minute's time, the solution is found when the person comes to the church where the altar is awaiting them.
Otaku tuwane kuchotashi kuafashiki. Otashiku kuafereshike. Unilonga. Ndele. Ngengo watale ilonga yoye. Oiwashiri. Ngo watalo ngala mwenye yoye. Uli muwehame. Iokofana ufiku. Onangala toponda. Otomo mikuna. Otashiku kuafashike ukaluno. Nandiche kucha unohombo. Ndo hombo yoye kaina ekwatafano. Ombo yoye kainohole. Ombo yoye atekapo. Otashi kwa fashike. ukaluna ungaramonyo ya pate imonikiri na wamala kumbingi imwe otayupo sho oshone takutua kucha ungashi tu wapulikina kehokolo la biola eno ungaramonyo ya liate kapo kwa liye lishino kulikucha ngengo ndafika mapo pone leo numba maike itipi ashike ungaramonyo inyo ya liate kapo ene halolo kulijipaya akenda balo kui kufomo inyo nepela no shotu kashimboto pitile moshi mashafafan ungala mwenye yote imonika afili na wakomba da ashike meniloe mwenye aha ungala mwenye yote ilina anote kutareko tachipka mwoto ulina wa unilonga iwa uno uyemo ashike meniloe mwenye aha we kamuna uwawash nye pastor like there are people that everything outside is going well people they look at the life of that person and they think he have everything
yes
but at the end of the day they don't know the pain that is going on there. Naaman was covering himself with clothes of only the face look.
Everything looked well.
Because under his body there.
He has.
Under his clothes yes. there.
And you see, Pastor, there are people who stay in like you say, life from outside looks very well. But maybe, like we're going to hear now from Ms. Beulah, depression is inside. Depression is a sickness that is going out on throughout the world. That I want to tell you right now that God has a solution, as we will be hearing now from Ms. Beulah. Ms. Beulah, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good. I will just ask you to refresh our memory a little bit. I know on Tuesday you touched on most points, but tonight I just want you to refresh. I spoke to you before the show, and one of the things you said that you tried to commit suicide 3 times.
Yes.
But you literally tried. It's not that you thought about it.
No, basically the first time I was ready to do it was with a knife. I was ready to stab myself until I was disrupted. And then the second time, I remember overdosing on a lot of pills with Jik at the same time. And then that one, I was out for 3 days. And then the final and last time when I was determined to take my life was overdosing on sleeping pills.
On sleeping pills. So 2 times you ended up in the hospital.
Yes.
If I remember right, you said the one time you stayed, you were out for 3 days.
Yes.
Okay. But what led to this depression? Where did it all start? What was the root according to what you think?
For me, I would say it's rejection. And most of the time as a child, when you grow up and you feel like you are rejected and you don't find the love that you want, especially from a parent, it led to that. My father having to leave me with his ex-girlfriend, I thought then what's the use of me leaving if I'm not wanted? And then it also continued as I engaged in relationships. Every relationship will end with the same different guys then leaving me for the next lady. So I continuously felt like I was rejected and I was not wanted.
You see, Pastor Festus, just to make people understand out there, there is the physical part of depression, but there is also the spiritual part. And yes, there are doctors out there, and we do respect them and we do follow what they say. But the spiritual part can only be solved through the word of God and by God.
And by repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Mwashi, opena etokolo onu apumbwa okuli kufa. Otosha kene kujuu, ngasho mfita tapopi apata tikucha. Omo ujuu, ohaoloka, onu ohaoloka, amohamonika ongopa mbelela. Amwe, oelipo ongo ukwamepo. Omorashika tutiru ukwamepo. Avesha vavehenge na pukalunga. Ono kwa kosholo wa sheke meni laeno kombada. Uweteke kucha. Ono tave mopendelu ndruko. Ono tunshi, tunshi ngali. Ano vi halukaveli momafini niko madiladilo. Ndeno ngalo yoko lutulae itadruku ifilo shishoshashi. Meni mwinyo notaluluma. Ndela ashikesha monu ndeteli jilulula. Ndiye takufo ngatu yoku ya njonga na mwenye ya yeku kalunga. Menyo mwaele kwa. Nukombado aishishiri meni. O ashi holola kombada. Unaela. Unutamonika na wa. Ongala mwenye ya lundruka. No mafikilu ayo okwatameka. I'm saying, Pastor. When a person is transformed in deep within inside. When that depression is kicked away. that person started to look different. What is inside appear outside.
Mm-hmm.
The testimony of the person, you just see that sometimes the person will think like, no, this is not true. A person mm-hmm. look like this. Because mm-hmm. the what was spiritually
mm-hmm.
is there is a transformation there inside.
It's solved. It's like with Miss Beulah here. If they can see her right now, I don't think they will be able to think or to, if they see her in the street, they won't be able to say, ah, but you were the one who tried to commit suicide 3 times. You were in the hospital. Why? Because with her, the transformation already happened.
Like you are the one who was a bully. He's like, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because of the difference.
Mm.
Now, Miss Beulah, tell me, how old were you when you tried for the first time to commit suicide?
I was 14.
14.
Grade 7.
Grade 7. You see, people, the devil and the world out there doesn't mind it how old we are. At 14 years old, the devil already spoke and said, take your life. You are not worthy of anything. And maybe there's someone listening to us outright there right now. We want to say to you, please, do not do that. Do not attempt. Give God a chance. Look, I want to make a challenge here, Pastor Festus. We have had many people calling in. And they have listened to the program and they drank the water with us at the end of the program.
Mm.
And they are testifying. They are calling and testifying
of what God has done
in their life. So I want to make a challenge with those who are listening right now. You who are suicidal, depressed, you can't sleep. We're going to pray for you tonight. Please just prepare your bottle of water and give God a chance. And I say to you, in the name of Jesus, in the God that we believe and pray, the living God, the God of the Bible, tonight you will sleep. The spirit of depression will leave you. You will for the first time feel peace. Tomorrow your doors will open if you just believe.
Anomfito dati kucha, otanje shongo apa. Eshongo, o challenger. Eshongo kucha, ngengo oulipa mwena ashepe ifenga hato pikine kola dioko. Otopikine kola dio ndishi, ndo umune itavelo move, shoeshu wapumboku ninga, otron kidoka kopiko yeko mevako, ndi itavela, unene tobe, yokopa na ufiku, uhonangala toponda, obo ulimo, mefini nikolo madila dilo, otakuchua kucha o depression na, sho otoku foka kopiko yeko mevako, koni mae, esha tukuli, o programa hii, otono mevao, no shikumi palonga, she kalolo nawa, otashi ningwa mongala mwenyewe. Opongu mwone shiri kucha, ahawe, esha tupopi apa, osho shiri, kalungo kweri shiri, yokuli pamwena avopo.
Yes, that is the challenge. So you can call us now. In studio, we'll open our lines in about 15 minutes or so. But you can still call 0800-22-3335. This is completely free. You will speak to a man or a woman of God right now that will assist you in prayer. But please do prepare your bottle of water. Miss Beulah, for us to finish with you, how did you find the church? What happened and how did you come to church?
Basically, at my last point in time where I tried committing suicide, the last attempt that I had in 2015,
mm-hmm.
that was in June exact, it came to my mind because being a bully and being wanting to be feared, every time I would find people inviting me to church, basically mm-hmm. there in Chume, just mm-hmm. in front of ShopRite, I would literally take the papers, tear them up and throw it in their faces and be like, why are you inviting me to church? I don't need your church. So at some point I came to realize that, no, what am I doing? Let me give this church, let me give God a chance. Let me go there and see what is there in store for me. Mm-hmm. So I remember a Wednesday that I went to church and I just went to sit down and just hear the word of God. And that's how I ended up in the church.
In the church. You see, Pastor Festus, and maybe this person listening to us right now did exactly the same or does the same, has been invited many times. But what happens? Maybe doesn't end up coming, giving God a chance, becomes busy or thinks that I don't need the help.
Mm-hmm.
But if they look at the signs and the symptoms, the emptiness, the depression, the sadness, it might be like we say, this person might have a good job, might be married, but there's an emptiness inside. It's like there is something missing. And when this person, like Naaman, conquers certain things, maybe this person feels happy, but that happiness is a happiness that doesn't last. It's just for that short time, and then the person finds him or herself again in that depression. the door of the church is open. This person, the only thing this person needs to do, Pastor, is come. God is waiting for her.
Mm. You see what she did? She did exactly like Naaman. Naaman, when the messenger come to him to go to dive himself seven times, he reject. Mm-hmm. Hey, she tear up the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Kashimba mwameme otosha kene kongalo ya fafana, ungash tu biola tati kucha. Omanga inea kongeleka, okwali hashivwa, tashivwa, auye kongeleka mochume bamo, ndumba pila avo hapewa, tashivwa na obobo kuhulifapwe mono lihuna, oheva pombola tewa kupula kipala ya vata venishiva kucho, uwe tenda pungongeleka eni, itandu ya koko, marashiko kwa kajila jila okweke ya ongatoyo tati kucha, ihandi kohano. Aya atambula kwe shongo la kalunga kucha. Yandi kohano, nditale tungenge kucha ungala mwenye yango te ikaranga elipi. So she did the same way.
Mm-hmm.
She one day think, may I not go there to see if maybe something will happen? She see.
And you see, this is the challenge we are making with this person. Come and see. You have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like she came to this point, okay, let me give the church Jesus, God, a try.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't regret it. Because she is today giving her testimony of what God has done for her.
As I always speak,
mm-hmm.
David said in the Bible, I never see a righteous forsaken. A righteous is somebody who gives his life to God. I never see his children begging for the bread. I never see someone who believes in you and fail to see the greatness of your power. Neither me.
Mm-hmm. That's why here is Beulah today speaking to us. Mm-hmm. And please, you can continue calling us 0800-22-3335. Now, Miss Beulah, I want to ask quickly, just before we finish and wrap up with you, how long did your transformation take place? You entered that Wednesday, the church. You heard the word of God. How did you leave the church that day?
Basically, I left happy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I knew happiness since I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I knew what happiness was, but I was happy because even that day, the specific pastor was preaching, looked at me and is like, I see this new girl. She's just smiling throughout the service. He was wondering, why am I smiling? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like I received life. It's mm-hmm. like I just found life.
You found life.
Yes.
Amen. And who is Beulah today? Because if I'm right, you correct me. I understood you were a bully. You were someone who was rejected. You were depressed. And if there's anything I'm leaving out, you can add on.
Wanted to kill herself.
Yeah, suicidal. And you came to Jesus. And who is Beulah today?
Today I can say, as I said, I found life on that Wednesday. And ever since, I've learned to speak up. I found mentorship. I found, you know, someone listening to me, someone guiding me. And with that guidance, I took it upon myself to put everything into practice. And right after that June, already in August, I got baptized in water. And mm-hmm. since then, I have not looked back. I've only sought to find Jesus in my life. And I can say today, as I sit here, I know what is love. Love that comes from the Father, the Heavenly Father that I could not find in my Father.
Mm-hmm.
I found it in Jesus himself and in God.
Neither in relationships?
Yes, neither in relationships, actually. Because when I came to church, I made a vow I wasn't going to get married ever again. I wasn't going to date anymore. So, that.
You had like a grudge against men, or?
You had. I would say yes.
Okay. But today?
Today, I am married. I got married in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been married for 7 years now. I raised my daughter. She's 11 years old.
Amen.
Basically, I'm working in one of the big companies, mm-hmm. which I never thought I would because I didn't have a vision for my life. I didn't think I would be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like God has transformed me. I sleep well at night. I don't depend on sleeping pills. I don't have insomnia anymore. I am the joy that lives within me. It's like it's testament. It can be seen.
To what God did for you.
Yes.
You see, dear listeners and Pastor Festus, this is what God wants to do. You see, she might not be a millionaire, but she has one thing that many millionaires might not have.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, happiness inside, a joy that no amount of money can bring. Because people can say to me, money brings joy. Yeah, short-lived joy. The joy of money is very short-lived. But what happens at night when many people go to sleep? Many people that have money, how do they sleep at night? You see, she said she used to have insomnia, but today she doesn't have any more. She is at peace. And in the same way, God wants to help those who are listening to us right now, Pastor.
The thing is, how do you see yourself? You only see yourself with suffering. But what is the wish or God desire for you? What do he want for your life?
Mm-hmm.
For sure, the life that he wants, God, the life that he wants for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's the life of Piora.
Yes.
The life that she have today.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had the life that she don't want even herself. She don't want that life. She wanted to end that life, to kill that life. But what God desire for someone who is right now suffering, sick, in torment, cannot sleep very well? What do God want for that person?
For that person to be loved, Pastor. Oh. You see, she said that she found love.
Mm.
Love is something that many people out there are looking for. Unfortunately, love can't be bought. You can buy attention of somebody, but not true love, Pastor. And this is what she found in the Holy Spirit. And that's why we are constantly speaking to people about the importance of not seeking the blessings, but to seek the blesser, which is Jesus, which is God. Because the blessings brings a short-lived happiness, a short-lived joy.
Mm-hmm.
How many people came to church and got a job, Pastor, got healed, and then left the church and ended up disappointed? They got the job thinking the job will solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the job didn't solve the problem. You see, with Miss Beulah, it was the other way around. She first found Jesus. She first found the happiness. Correct me if I'm wrong, Miss Beulah. You first found Jesus. You first found the life.
Yes. So basically for me, it's living on the Bible verse that said, seek first the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in all, that's all I've been doing. It's to seek God at every point in time, is to seek him. Because all the other things, you can conquer them, but you can lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you continue living? Only if you have God in you, only if you have the peace within you, then you know you can fight, because you know you've got the blesser that can give you everything else that you
and have. Today you are a living testimony to that. You first seek Jesus, and everything else has been added onto you. Mm-hmm. Everything that you need. You know, Pastor, I always say in the church, God doesn't always give us everything we want, mm-hmm. because it's not healthy for us. Mm-hmm. If we receive everything we want,
he give what we need.
Yes, exactly.
So that's it.
If we have everything we need, we are blessed, Pastor. Because sometimes we want things, everything we want, but again, it's not going to help us in any way.
Things we want, sometimes they destroyed us.
Mm.
Indeed, they do. Ms. Beulah, I want to thank you for your testimony, and I do believe that it helped many people out there. And I just want to quickly give out the number again. It is 0800-22-3335. We'll be opening the lines in studio in about 2 to 3 minutes' time. But you can still call. And the good thing about it, Pastor Festus, it's a toll-free number. They can call without credit, the one that we just mentioned now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so please do call us on this number, 0800-22-3335. In about 1 minute's time, we're going to be going for a break. But I want to speak to you who's out there. Please do prepare now a glass of water, a bottle of water. And about 5 to 8 minutes before the end of this program, I would like to call you to call your family to surround the radio, the device that you are listening to us from. If you are driving, you don't need to close your eyes, but you're going to be agreeing with us in prayer. And tonight you will sleep. Tonight will be the beginning of a new journey, like it was for Miss Beulah when she entered the church that Wednesday for the first time. As a young woman entered, and today you hear her testimony. God has given her life, peace. And the other things that was needed, God has already added onto her life. So again, I repeat, 0800-22-3335. If you say, but I do not have water, no problem. gather your family around the radio, and we're going to be back in just 1 minute's time.
Uchane udhiwoye uthike peni, okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa, kongerka yo universal, yoshirongo shakarunga, patrura oradio yoye etiari, netine, pomwoi, sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Yes, we are back, my dear friends. And now we would like to open the line here in the studio. If you would like to speak to any one of us, you would like to speak to Pastor Festus, me, or just include your name in the book of prayer. Here goes the number, 083-288-401. I'll repeat, 083-288-401. Please, Pastor, you can just give them this number so that they may start calling.
Anoto drugu tu dengra Congo JP fengashe esturi mo studio mu onomola onola ohetatu onatu ombali no hetatu veri vatatu oneno nola noimwe onomola yango jandi endulula onola ohetatu nonatu ombali ohetatu vatatu oneno nola noimwe.
Caller, you are live on Eagle FM. Good evening.
Uma to kiro apo nawa.
Ndata kiro apo e.
Ota to tade ngu kuja peni no ha tu ndina la uridie.
Sakuzi akurukonda.
O shake usha kudila kurukonda hatu kuili kanene kominga achike kongloshonena.
Andina nga ndino problema okuzimbwa.
O problema akudimbwa.
Nga ndino problema okupanga ndiko bireke shamba ye ndi jonga mandike.
Oto kupula mongo Kenya na Kenya.
Yeah. Ngani uzakazi o marovu mumeno makaya.
O marovu mumeno makaya.
Apika ngao.
Ok. Ama
ndina na unangana ndino shimaruwa ndina ngampa ndi jirunga. Andi duru kushi haraka nitabwa jika andina jesi ndako samo seke shongu shwa igena.
Ndiku jitena wana wa mo eshtopo pingao. Ngana mwenye otopo pia wango ndali njina na moyo sho. Longi kidoka kopi kwe komeva.
Ya.
Ilo kakende kwe komeva. Yeah. Ino japo pola dio e, osheshike hulo programa yi, watu kani genyo meidikano pamwe.
Oshetat.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, you can continue calling 083-288-401. We also have here in the studio with us, Konja. Just before I bring you all on, caller, good evening.
Hello.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine.
Just give me someone speaking for me, Oshivambo.
Not a problem. Konja can take this
one. Hey, me otuku dite. Matagora po nawa.
Me mota.
Matagora po nawa.
Nawa.
Me mota denge kuja peni no kuhara kuvatirwa shike.
Matandi dengo kuja go angwena di.
Sorry, we lost out on that caller. But you can continue calling us 083-288-401. Pastor Festus, please take this one.
Oh, good evening, caller.
Ewa. Kwa bora date?
Oh, tato kwa bora tato. Mwa tato kwa bora nawa.
Ewe.
Tato tato denge kuja pen ne dina la uri dien.
Oh, jem sa imbo jidile kukwachima umanizo.
Oh, to dile kuka, to denge kujila ukachima.
Yeah.
O hatu kugali kanene kubinga ishike kungulo shonena.
Ah mondina wo problem ya ko yo I longa kana hi longa ko struggle ngo yonga.
Okay.
Eta ngo bali yo nina ngo por mago do da fado. O demo mo bata fan. Nina ngo ga de no anga de uka uka ne ko kule.
Mhm.
Isingweka aka aluka. Ondi zute bagali ka.
Okay.
Mhm.
Alright.
Ongeleko
usiku cho ilipe ni po mugachi mandishi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yo o universal church andishi.
Okay.
Uli usapa ili?
Usapa ili.
Okay. So mo peife nga ha?
Mm-hmm.
Onda halu longi kidoka kupiko eko meva. Ashike itavelo loyolo.
Mm-hmm.
Nari kutpale fiyo. Fio okukalu noma fikoe unefimbo na kalunga kwa ito popina ena ita popina avi.
Yalo.
Yeah. Ino japo pola dio e long gideko kopiko kome ba?
Ewa.
Yes, you can continue calling us 0832-888-401. We have another caller online. Caller, good evening. Sorry, we lost out of that call. Please, you can continue trying to call us. And our toll-free number is 0800-22-3335. You may also call us there. Caller, good evening.
Hello, Tati.
Hey, Meme.
Omato, kirapo, Meme.
Tati, kirapo, no.
Ok, Meme, ota, denge kuja penne dina la olirie. Oto denge kuja montundungu. Me tuyole ni atu ikwiri kanene kumbinga ashikene na?
Oi, velo maulu kwa eka.
Uto velo maulu o kwa tefimboli fike peni?
Oto meka ngeko ngelele ya. Ndehinde njiri mongeli ya opati njuru kanga ndepe shokuli kwepo hewa. Nata wanda langa njiri
mongeli. Ok, uwete ngwe lunduru kwa talende luka komesho? Meme longe ki duta loga kupiko eko meva usheshike hululo programa ina tangu watu kani genyo meili kano pamo
ya manjinu unona ita mduko na ndendali kumaranyeni na ala kutu
unona oveli pa mwena avopo ok otaka no meva o kalungi kumifa longa yote ikalomba menga na mwenye duno na voi omadina avo lili
padeli ya na Emanuela
ewa meme na njapo la juheni.
Yes, please do keep on calling us. 0800-22-3335. That's the toll-free number. Caller, good evening.
Evening, Pastor.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Pastor.
From where are you calling us?
It's Ndeshi from Omthia.
Ndeshi from Omthia. Ndeshi, how can we help you tonight?
Can you please pray for my mom? She has asthma.
Asthma. What's her name?
Dilimeke Kandume.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Please prepare for her a glass of water because at the end of this program, we'll bless the water.
Okay, and Pastor, you should say hi to Pastor Konja and tell him that you're waiting for him next year to offer a teaching on Monday. Because ever since he was, he never came to say hi or something.
Okay, thank you very much. God bless you.
Likewise, Pastor.
Yes, our toll-free number 0800-22-3335 in studio 0832-888-401. Caller, good evening.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Memo. What are you talking about now? Memo, what are you talking about now? What are
you
talking about now? O hatu kuili kanene kumbinga ashike kongulo shione na?
Ya, mugalika nimejejino me. Mutale hama, mugalika changajiru wa chuli gana la kutiti.
Okay.
Maalashida yoshika mbota kutuwa na utabi chuli gana.
Okay.
Upali ngona leo mugalika nimejia. Nande njera kote, tati gato chuli gana kutuwa na kutuwa. De peso, ojitea hiyo ashina peso.
Okay. O alongi kitanda na kwa kupiko yiko meva? Ok. Ino japo pola diyo e, o sheshike hulo polo gala mayo atuka ngenyo medikano pamo.
Yeah.
Itavela.
Yes, indeed, Konja. All this person needs to do is believe. And if this person has a bat-like naman in his or her life, like naman, come, the altar is waiting for her or him.
Yes, Pastor. Yes. If we believe it, because belief is what bring an answer in our life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Let's quickly go to this call. You may answer it.
Hello?
Hello, Tati.
Hello, Meme. Matoke wapo na wa?
Matoke wapo na wa?
Ya, hello, Meme. Matadenge kujapeni ne dina la Meme olele?
Ok, hei konga Marta Gambutu.
Meme Marta Gambode?
Gambutu.
Gambutu. Meme Marta, watu kukwa fereshike mungu roshio nina?
Onda sa mukwasele yo tande hamaro kutwa rukinga ndatumbuka ro matumbuka gamuko komawo
ogata mikunake
oh onda ninge fiku
okay ngashinga uvite kuchando taronge kidu undini nengu kopiwa meme wanje
eh andikana
ya ro sha tukange egarikano sha tomano programa mangina tomano programa njino
watati
inoza po me Marta
thank you very much yes please 0800-223-335. That's if you say, I do not have any airtime and I need to speak to someone offline, you can call us there. We have someone online. Please, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller.
Hello, Tate.
What are you going to say, ma?
Oh,
what a grub, Tate. What a grub, Tate. What
a grub,
Tate. What a grub. Tate, what a grub. Tate, what a grub. Tate, what a grub.
Okay.
Okay. Washikuyu shanje bela tate dina la wili.
Aye, aye washikuyu sisi ya papa shikola ida ngenge toi kwa ungoro toi kwa shakati.
Papa pepe na ungoro mapa.
Ya, isha si ya kunge toi kwa shakati.
Ewa, o dina la wili.
Moses Lazarus.
O hatu kuiri kana niko mbiga shikene na.
Ah, tuna ngi problema shikengo an. Iyo ngarita ende ngana washike kishafimbo po pongalo po yopa.
Okay.
Ufamilita ima marodo.
Okay. Wapungu magari kano?
Iyo wapungu magari kano, magari kano wapungu wale.
Uli ino wakwane dimo waipo la diyo po?
Iyo ndiringa na wakwane dimo waipo la diyo pa atupuikine nga pa nome ya tuwa longi kidango.
Umalongi kidana le?
Iyo no tati.
Okay, nanjapo po la diyo, osheshi koyo kuloro po lga la mayo atuka ningenyo meilika no pamwe?
Iyo tati.
Yalo.
Tangi tati.
Yes, Pastor Festus, and we are continuing telling them that the challenge is standing. And as soon as they receive the prayer tonight and they sleep well or the solution come, we also would like to invite them to call and tell us about what God has done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Caller, good evening.
Hello.
Yes, Meme, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good.
Memo, ha tu ku va treshke kongloshone na o ta to denge ku japen ne dina lo lili.
Nalanga mepeno kwa ndipenge kutila mwendisbe.
Oto denge kujila kwa hendisbe. O hatu kuhuli kane niko mbinga ashike?
Like, nita ingondi nilonga.
Mm-hmm.
Ma nilonga ango ya kane ke for simple things like, ongo nangalo sheke sheke nandote ya kane, akake like, Afrika nduka nganya, kantine kucho kwa nduka ashike?
Mm-hmm.
Ma la, like, Joseke fute, is that like on the hanga tako metaha yango na na tayo ma seka timbuka eka andukanga seka andika nifironga so simple things eka ndiku chonda ni mashi.
Okay. Wanjo mito kukalunga kwa hindi shi? Pei feshi nga hawa wapungo yu kulongi toka kwa kupika weko umeva? Umeva weo hatu kwa hirika nena? Kucha nino shuna kilonga wei ali kuruoyo? Ae, kalungo teku patulo miwe lo tae muinekela? Ewa ino japo pola diyo e?
Natango.
Mm-hmm.
Ndaka wa mwilika ni no boyfriend ange eko malo titi.
Okay. Ewa.
Yes, indeed, Pastor Festus. God doesn't fail. If we believe, God will do his part. We saw, and we every Tuesday and every Thursday night, we come here with a different testimony to show to them the proof that God is living.
Hano kukuli kila shike kucha. Eh, mwono takalungwa jinene, ini mayo tuli apa.
Yes, call a good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how can we help you tonight?
Please, someone, Shulambo.
No problem.
Meme, oto denge kujapeni ne dinalo lidi, eh?
Yeah, I would like on jito.
Okay. O hatu kuili kanene kombinga ashike kongloshone na?
Nda mwilika nenge.
Mm-hmm.
Ya ndiko fufi kwa ndziwa ndi penjo didi.
Okay.
Ondina mimo angeta velo mirungu.
Mm-hmm.
Ondina mwameme eliko kola koko yuna meliko dulayo tete. Nda ne mwilika nenge ongo layele ndina o.
Mm-hmm.
Ondina okandenge kanyika kapla ndiefa.
Mm-hmm.
Na kondala mukiri kanene.
Okay.
Nokana nganye koshiveri akana ngale ketalika dudu kamemo.
Okay. Edina la meme olielie?
Nda fade.
Mwanyo ko dina la olielie?
Ana dumeni.
Okana ko edina la olielie?
Titus nandiri.
Okay. Longi toka kopiko eko meva o eshongo liu dangweli la tameka kuja kehovelo kucha shito kano meva onena. Kucho onangali yoko fa, shopping now malundu ko takani ko mongala munyo ndi wede kucho shu dasho
eh
okay long doka ko piko ko meva
yeah
okay
yes we are going to a quick break and then we'll be back with you.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back and we have a caller online. Caller, good evening. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, but I want to speak with one day.
Not a problem, Konja.
Hey, ma'am. Matoka wapo na meme? Yaro, meme. O tadenge kuja peni nezina la meme olire?
Mema tadenge kuja komakango.
Komakango.
Konga?
Konga, nangonda. Watu kukwa firashike meme mufi kuwa nina?
Oo, anda punga eumbole tripremo nimbolo magarikangu.
Umbolambulen. Okay. Watu kari kani.
Otunova ni naba punga. Wahala kala tala ni nini malotu.
Mepoyo malotu.
Nini mepoyo malotu. Nini mepoyo kwa adulika. Nini naba la kutulika. Nini mepoyo kukola. Uvanu wahala. Uwa macho wahalu nini. Uhum. Mungu kulima kadona cha mungu kulima cha sapungu ango ya alikani.
Ok. Edina le umbo akutuwa mwale?
Ne umbo mwame mekira uti ya mkani nangye utapopende sile
umani. Utapopende sile
umani?
Ok. Watuke mungile ilikano ove ne umbo la mekira uti ya alishe? Lunga kitenye kwa kakopiko weko mea ove toka lelepe umbo alishe? Yaro.
Yes, we are drawing closer to the end of this program and we are inviting you, please do prepare your bottle of water because we're going to be saying a prayer for you in a couple of minutes time. We do have another call online. Good evening. Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Tato, tate nge kuja pende dina lao lidiye? Andi choto, denge kuja pende nge dina lao lidiye?
Andi denge kuja wakande.
Ok, o dina lao e?
Salomo.
Salomo, hatu kuhilika nene kumbinga, ashike nena?
Salomo, ndande umuhilika nene mwangea finya, ndara ashitoko kufinya.
Ok, dina lao memo lidiye? Okay. Wa longi kidana loka kopi oka kende koiko meba.
Ndinapo kanzi niko meba kera.
Iya lo. Ino japo pola dio ewe. Oponeke hulo polo gala maya tuke ilika nini pamwe.
Yes, please do call. And if you do not have any airtime, 0800-22-3335. We have another call online. Caller, good evening. Yes, tate.
Tate, o mato kilo po nawa.
Ee, watu po nawa tate.
Ah, tato kilo po nawa. Tato, tate ngu kuja pende dina lao lirie?
Elia ero, iti ngu dira kwa kwa kwa.
Elia, o atu kuili kanene kumbinga ashike nina?
Tato, nda mucha katiwa. Nyehe nga nando kakari wakangere nda tute anando mungu wanga. Akara ni imo nungu sa ikashara kati kwa kwa nande.
O hatu shufano mepo yoku hano una?
Ya.
Longi kiduta loka kopi.
So, we lost out of that caller. But as Pastor saying, please do prepare your bottle of water or your glass of water. We will be praying for you. If there is anybody who's listening to us right now, Pastor Festus, who is thinking, contemplating suicide, she or he should not do that. The church is open. The line is available. Give God a chance.
Give God a chance. You know, she in England and the Nandesh Okuriku for me, you.
Caller, good evening.
Hello.
Hey, Meme. Nawa?
Eee?
Memo mato kiwa po nawa memo. Tate nga kuja peni nedina lao lirie?
Ayo, kuja po. Oman.
Oto denge kuja mwangwe ne dina mi mori liye? Ok, me sisiri ya ondiyote kuja wapumbwa kwenye na pongo dikashona?
Ya.
O hatu kuiri kanene kumbiga ashike nena me sisiri ya?
Ondiyo kumbuli ya atasipo tengende atasipata mende haitinda onde?
Mhm. O shinguli la shosha kwa te fimbo nifike peni?
O saminge fimbo, saminge, o duwete kutosa samingo tula.
Ok. Meme, longi kid, o alongi kid na longa kopiko yeko meba?
No, naba ya gewe ya pandale, vizi pa nini la piste.
Na bobe li pa mwena ave?
Ye.
Ok, o mwa longi kido meve ni nale?
Eyo, talongi kida.
Yalo, inanja popola diyo eni? Osheshwa watu keni ningilo meilika no, itavele nyonga shingo panjwe, ehomono likucha, iku mifalongo te ikalongwa ni nari kwa wave itavela.
Yewa.
Meme.
Yes, I think we have a time for one more caller, and then after that we will be preparing for the prayer. But you can still continue throughout the night tomorrow calling us 0800-223-335 on our toll-free number. Caller, good evening. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? I think you need to speak up a little bit.
Yes.
Can you speak a little bit up? We can't hear you.
Otujite meme. Enwenu talepo pepino la dio e.
Nongo dio.
Ilo nongo dio e. Shashka tuku dite tu nande. Meme. Oh, yen lewi lewilo eka shona. Yen lewi lewilo eka shona katuku dite.
Amelele ni nandi liponga.
Iya lo, pefo ndi ku dite ne. Dola di se diri na tu psa ka jowa shiko o? Omo ulo nga mbuta ta ye ama? Ok. Memo hatu ke ku nigilo me ilika no? Ondiwe te ku chowa longi kitana loka kente koe kome iloka kopiko ye komeva. Kalapo pepi no la dio e, o se shike ke hulo lo programa ahi o hatu ke ku nigilo me ilika no. O tulipo ku fika ke hulilonga ha. Ukana kwe dina la kori liye? Elia?
Elia Kima.
Elia Kima. O hatu ntura mome ilikano meme. Hatu shange dina la mome ilikano. Yalo. O kombinga ilipinga ho?
Sorry, we lost out on that caller. We are preparing now for the moment of prayer. Please, you can continue calling on our toll-free number 0800-222-335.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Our Lord and Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every caller, every person whose name is included in the book of prayer. I made the challenge before this service, before this program. I said we will pray for everybody.
And I pray that your name may be glorified in this very moment by setting free the oppressed, delivering, my God, the sick, helping those who are right now contemplating suicide, whether in hospital, in prison, on the street, alone at home, my Father. Those who are feeling lonely in this moment. God, may your hand be stretched out as you helped Miss Beulah and all the other testimonies that we have brought here. May your mighty hand be stretched out and may a miracle happen, my God. May those who are listening to us right now feel and have an experience of what it is when you act based on their faith and you bring about the solution that they are looking for. Lord, I bless every person. I declare they will sleep well, that the witchcraft is frustrated, rebuked, tied up, that the sick will get healed, the unemployed will find jobs. I declare right now, my Lord, a blessing upon every listener out there, every single listener in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kalunga kango handi hanyene eme pradishe doma fingo eme podomo ulodi eme podoku hakofanawa ufiku eme podoku hanona eme podota dipia neko madiladiro deto madfini niko madiladiro no eme pove di daja koheri o amangwa shatana medinala Yesus Christus jamu mungana mwenyei kalunga kango handi yambeka omeva ovanuvoe Eshita akana omeva akalunga kange, ota akana ikumi falonga, ota akana inenelonga, ongashisha wanifwa kuja kehovelo lo programa ikucha, ota puka kala ehomono, likumi falonga, kesho utakana omeva akalunga kange, omeitavelo, ovotorongo menjila doye, omedina la Yesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You may drink from the water in Jesus' name. And as you drink, may you receive life. May you be free. May you be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow is Friday. And in all our branches, Universal Church is the day that we fight against the spirit of jealousy, witchcraft, all evil. We resist it because the Bible says that the work that Jesus came to do is to destroy that of the devil. Pastor Festus, there in Greenwell, where can they meet us and what time?
Mo Greenwell, oto tuhange mo opo hamano yongula, oto tuhange mo opo nlongo yongula, oto no elongelo kalunga lopo natyon tenya, nelongelo kalunga la hunima, Olilipo hamano yoko matango. Oturi mo mepandanda lo Daniel Strita, opo po pepino kapolifi, ungere kato ilipo ya kula, oyo opototu angopo. Pepi anga oto ilika neno mevawe, omosh metitano mongula, nungengo to drukwete yolo mboloto, oesha shomboloto, ombiberi apopia kombinga no mea no mboloto, omboloto yo hatuki ambeka, opo emepo adishoto di, donjalano shotu, di jemo mbolo.
And Pastor Brandon, there in Okuriangawa, where can they find us?
In Okuriangava, we are situated opposite ShopRite USAFE in Ondodo Street. The services will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the evening. If you find yourself in the same situation of Biola, there is a way out.
And Konja, in Ochemise, where can they find us?
In Ochemise, we are in the location of Akdelan, and we are in the street of Istanbul. So our service is 3 p.m., and the last service, which is the main service, is 6 in the evening.
Okay. And for those who find yourself in the CBD, our main headquarters, it is in 32 Independence Avenue. Again, the main headquarters, 32 Independence Avenue. Tomorrow, Friday, the services will be 7, will be 10, will be 12, will be 3 in the afternoon, and the main service at 6 p.m. Please, do come, receive your prayer, your blessing. God will certainly open the doors for you. We are about to go offline, but you can still continue calling. The helpline, the toll-free one, is 24 hours. It is 0800-22-3335. I just want to also tell you, our church in Karatura is in the corner of Independence Avenue, Richard Kamohuka Street, just behind Grootwinkels. There we will be at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, we'll be there at 10, we'll be there at 12, at 3 in the afternoon, and the last in the main service, 6 p.m. We would like to invite and we hope to see you there tomorrow. My dear friends, give God this chance. We are signing off, but you need to speak to anyone, whether it is
2 o'clock in the morning. Again, just pick up the phone. No credit needed. 0800-22-3335. That's the number you can call and reach us. But as you heard, some of our churches open before 6 and others before 7. If you can, please pass by tomorrow. And may the God of the Bible bless you abundantly. Bye-bye.
Olio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station aweyo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.